Massachusetts is scrambling to get limited supplies of coronavirus vaccines to as many residents as possible, but the process has not gone smoothly. This state is lagging behind others in the pace of vaccinations, and many seniors here have found it hard to navigate the maze of online sign-up forms. WTBUR's Angus Chen this morning takes us inside a vaccine clinic where operators describe a sometimes chaotic and confusing state rollout.
The first doses arrived in a small insulated cube. Dr. Sheena Sharma says she felt a thrill. Packed inside were Moderna's COVID-19 vaccines, and she thought 700 chances to potentially save someone's life.
When it came the first time, we all stood around and looked at it with like a mixture of joy and terror.
Sharma runs a physician practice with her father in Webster. They wanted to be part of the effort to give millions of people coronavirus vaccines. So they converted the first floor of the clinic into one of more than 100 COVID-19 vaccine sites across the state. She says it's both humbling and frightening to be in charge of all those doses.
I felt this like huge burden of responsibility, like someone gave you this huge responsibility and do not screw this up.
On weekends, the clinic fills up with registration desks, preparation areas, and vaccination stations. In a small storage room, two volunteers carefully extract doses from vaccine vials.
That's Katie, our pharmacist. This is our nurse director, Roseanne. They're preparing all the doses. That's what you guys have been doing all day, since 8 this morning.
It almost feels like a miracle to Sharma to see the vaccine site up and running. She spends all her nights and free time going back and forth with health officials, locking down her vaccine doses for the next week, filling appointment slots, and making sure she's vaccinating only those who are eligible. It's become a full-time job on top of her usual patient visits.
That part's been really fascinating and in a not fun sort of fascinating way. Like, it just feels like there's always a crisis that could kind of come up.
Sharma says the guidance she gets from health officials is at times nonsensical. The first weekend she was set to open, only first responders and healthcare workers were eligible for vaccination. But she could find no more than a handful of people near her clinic to sign up.
I called police and I called fire and I called every single one, and they had all been done through Harrington Hospital.
And yet the state wouldn't let her vaccinate anyone else, even though major hospitals were given more leeway. If Sharma didn't use all her doses within 10 days, she'd have to send them back. To Sharma, that made no sense. She has plenty of elderly and sick patients who could use those vaccines.
You can't save a life while it's sitting in a refrigerator. It's really painful to open that fridge and have doses and doses sitting there and think that you'll just take them out and put them in another fridge because some, you know, process.
At the last minute, state officials adjusted the process. They told Sharma she could accept appointments from across the state and directed traffic to her website. She watched the slots fill up between midnight and 1 a.m. Most of the new takers came from Worcester, about 30 minutes away. Dr. Michael Hirsch runs a vaccine clinic at the Worcester Senior Center. He says it's going well so far, except they don't have enough doses. They quickly run out of their supply of over 900 each week.
Well, I think we really have the capacity to give more dosing than we've been given.
Hirsch says it might have been more convenient for his site to receive more doses to begin with and Sharma's less.
I think that maybe what has to happen is a little bit more coordination. We all know that if we can get our Commonwealth vaccinated, we will achieve some kind of new normal that will get us out of this mess. I just don't want to see it slowed down by distribution problems.
The Department of Public Health didn't respond to questions about how it allocates vaccine doses, but the state has made some adjustments recently. It opened up vaccines for anyone 75 or older and suspended deliveries to hospitals and nursing homes. The giant healthcare network Mass General Brigham sent over 3,000 doses of Moderna vaccine back to the state to help with reallocation. Hirsch says part of the problem may be the federal government. State officials have complained they get little advance warning about new vaccine shipments.
I don't envy Secretary Sutter's the job that she's had to do.
Massachusetts Secretary of Health and Human Services Mary Lou Sutters oversees the state's COVID-19 vaccination program. It's the largest and most logistically complex public health operation in a lifetime, according to Ben Lindell Engler. He's the director of MIT's System Design and Management Program.
At the scale with which we're trying to do this and the speed with which we're trying to do this, right? There's nothing, I think, easy about this.
Lindell Engler says better information from the federal government will help. And the state needs a better plan for how clinics can use up extra doses that may be left over when people miss appointments or when the amount of vaccine doesn't line up with the number of patients.
What is an acceptable contingency, right? So that you're not wasting the doses that you have. right? Or losing time in vaccinating people because you have to send doses back. So I think some clarity around those situations would probably help a lot.
Now that Massachusetts has opened vaccines to seniors 75 or older, Dr. Sheena Sharma is finding it easier to fill appointments at her weekend clinic. But communication from the state can still be unclear. Last week, for example, health officials told her that she'd receive 0 doses. Then they said she'd get 400. Then they increased it to 700.
It's like a really, really bad game of telephone. You know, like every time you talk, the story's different and you don't know who to talk to.
Sharma says she appreciates how hard all this is. But these mix-ups are part of what's slowing down the state's vaccine rollout, and that's creating more chances for the coronavirus to mutate and develop new resistance to the vaccines. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.